If you're a long-standing listener of The World Tonight, there's a voice we'd like to recall for you now. John Scofield had been with this programme for just over a year, having been recruited from Channel 4 News, when, in 1995, he travelled to Croatia, reporting the vicious fighting taking place after the disintegration of Yugoslavia. On the afternoon of the 9th of August, John was in a four-person BBC team who'd stopped their Land Rover to film villages burning in northern Krajina in Croatia. As they were packing away their equipment, John and his colleagues came under fire. John was shot as the four of them tried to shelter from the gunfire. After realising they were shooting at journalists, the Croatian soldiers ceased firing and performed first aid. It was far too late for John, who died almost instantly when he was hit by a bullet. John is remembered with respect and affection among old colleagues at the BBC, but his name means something to many who never knew him, some indeed who weren't alive when he died 25 years ago this week. The John Scofield Trust works to improve social mobility in UK broadcast newsrooms through its mentoring schemes, trying to encourage youngsters whose backgrounds are underrepresented in this profession, who might never have thought of a career in journalism or may have thought journalism wouldn't want them. Here's a reminder, as a painful anniversary approaches for John's family, of a talented career cut short, beginning with a report John filed for this programme just a couple of days before he died.
Croatian marching songs played on a radio in the main street in Petrinja this afternoon. The front of the radio had been blown off, adding to the broken glass that was everywhere. The signs of the Serb inhabitants' hasty departure this weekend could be seen all around. Clothes still hanging on washing lines, bread in plastic bags dropped on the pavement, ice cream in a cafe melting and turning brown in its tubs.
The riot police are going in. Thousands of loyalists are piling up towards the police roadblock in Drumcray. Missiles are being thrown. Some of the orange marchers have actually managed to break through the police Land Rovers and are now making their way into Portadown.
A party and disco last night for Alberto Michelini, the Freedom Alliance candidate to head the Rome and Lazio region. A very well-heeled audience in a posh suburb danced away to a strange mixture of Verdi and hits of the 70s and 80s. A bit like a Conservative Party ball, but with sharper suits.
Ever since Berlusconi lost power late last year, he's been demanding general elections. If he does well this weekend, he'll get them.
The work of The World Tonight's John Scofield, still much missed.